spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Two people were having battery trouble on a boat off the coast of San Diego on Sunday. That right there scares me. You ever been on a boat, even on a lake, like a big lake, let alone like the ocean?
Yeah.
I'm like, please, Lord, don't leave me stuck out here.
Really scary.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So imagine what they're going through. So they made a distress call. They figured the Coast Guard would be able to maybe come out and fix their boat, you know, and just help them out, no questions asked. Except the Coast Guard got suspicious, and they examined their boat when they came out there to help them. And they found more than 1,200 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah. Whoa. That's like the most I've ever heard of being busted.
That's a lot. I mean, you're never getting out of jail, right? Both of the people on board were arrested. This one is kind of scary right here. A man stabbed a nurse inside a Pennsylvania hospital, then went outside to howl at the moon. Oh! Was that a turkey wolf? I heard a gobble in there.
You said it was Pennsylvania. If it was here, he went to howl at the moon right there down.
Yeah,
there.
I was thinking.
Had a good time, you know, do little fun stuff. The nurse treated the man several weeks ago, but it wasn't known why he returned to stab her. Witnesses said that he began walking around in circles, like, you know, like a crazy animal or something like that, before going outside and. Was there a full moon the other day?
No, but we are very close to, what is it, an eclipse or
something? Oh, my gosh. That's a whole nother thing. Yeah, like a solar.
That's like next Tuesday or something.
A solar eclipse, yeah. I have friends, because I used to work in Evansville, Indiana, before I came to work here in Indy with you guys, and they're really close to like where the eclipse will be going through, and they've bought like almost like welder glasses or something. They're really excited to like look at the sun and try not to go blind.
Are we not going to be able to see it here?
I don't think it's going to be as intense. If I'm correct, it's going to be like south of us, like southern Indiana, almost in Kentucky.
Rats.
If you Google it right now,
yeah, Paducah, Kentucky. I know it's going to be there.
Paducah. We're ready for it. Bring on the eclipse. I'm gonna look right at the damn thing.
Paducah Lake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've heard a lot of good stuff going on down there. Well, the guy kept on walking around howling. The nurse was stabbed with a 5-inch knife in her neck, but thank God she recovered and survived. He was arrested, and he's going to be charged now with attempted homicide. But I'd say anytime you see somebody howling, either they're like mentally unstable or they're just really drunk on a bachelor party.
Or they love Twilight and they're Team Jacob, like 10 years later.
And your final dummy of the day story today involves a 51-year-old woman and a 36-year-old man. They were arrested during Lollapalooza in Chicago after being caught in a, quote, weed world van.
Well, that's a little obvious.
There's a new amusement park right there. Okay. Weed world.
Weed world. The van was inside, had nearly $98,000 of marijuana. When the police arrived on the scene, they found open beer cans, a gun, and more than 5,000 grams of pot inside the van. Weed World Candies is part of a political movement to help fight for marijuana legalization. The lollipops are marketed and sold in vans across the country. The candy sold from them, though, actually contains no THC, but the advertising on the van kind of makes it look like it depicts cannabis plants next to lollipops, suggesting
all of the vans probably actually have weed in the pot, in the lollipops.
They got blue, teal, orange, green, red, and pink, not that I've ever had any of them believed to be infused with cannabis, but the police said none was actually found inside the lollipops, but there's just a bunch of pot. You can't drive around with $98,000 worth of weed in your Weed World van.
Come on, like, why are you going to be so obvious?